Hello and welcome back to Impacting Your World. I'm Apostle Debbie Viggs and I thank God for each and every one of you. Let us get started with our Colossians prayer this morning, Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Heavenly Father, we come before you to say thank you and to give you praise. We thank you for this day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood, the blood that speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. And we plead that blood over ourselves this morning. Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we welcome you onto this show this morning. We welcome you into our lives and into our homes. Have your way in us this morning. Teach us and guide us and lead us into the path that God has ordained for us on this day. We invite you to pray alongside us as we pray Colossians 1, 9 through 14 over ourselves. So from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray and to make a special request, asking that we may be filled with a full, deep, and clear knowledge of your will and all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of you, Lord God, in understanding and discernment of spiritual things. I pray that we may walk and live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Lord God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. I pray that we may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. I give thanks to you, Father, because you have qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. And I thank you, Father, that you have delivered and drawn us to yourself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you've transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. We give you all the praise, Father. We give you the praise, Jesus. With thanksgiving, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, this morning I'd like us to talk about hearing from God. We find that throughout the scriptures, it's one of the key things that God has. I call it the password to receiving everything that we need or everything that's written about us from the Word of God is hearing. We find that all throughout the Bible, God has required, you know, us and required his people of this one thing: hear what I say and do it. Amen. And as you read the Bible, no matter how many times, you know, you'll see that constantly God is saying to hear or to hearken. You know, how we hearken or how we hear determines our outcome in every situation. And I believe this is the key that will give us victory in every area of our lives. No matter what it is you're praying for, it's so important to hear from God. Many times as believers, some say, well, I don't hear from God. Well, that's not possible because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So if you are a believer, you should be able to hear the voice of Jesus. Not only that, you should be able to distinguish the voice of Jesus from the voice of, you know, the enemy. You know, there are voices that are vying for your attention, different voices every day, vying for your attention. It, you know, not only the voice of the enemy, but you have different voices, you know, speaking to you all the time. And you have to be, you know, mindful to train your hearing so that you can hear when God is speaking. One of the things we do is we are very good at, you know, praying. You know, we are very faithful when it comes to speaking to God, but we are not as great when it comes to hearing from God, and not only just hearing, but doing what God has told us to do. So let's turn to Deuteronomy this morning, Deuteronomy 28, and this is key because it tells us in verse 1 and 2, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. Now in King James it says, if you will hearken diligently. That hearken is hearing. If you will hear diligently. Here it says, if you will listen. Well, what does listen entail? It entails us hearing what God is saying. So it says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And verse 2, it says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. So that heed is again hearing. if you pay attention to the voice of God, if you hear, if you will listen, or if you will hearken diligently, hear diligently the voice of God. So we are required to do something. Amen. We are required to diligently hear the word of God, because that's what will open the door to all these blessings to come upon us and overtake us, only if we hear the voice of the Lord our God. When you go further down in verse 15, it says, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God. So if you are not, if you are hearing his voice, but you're not obeying his voice, then this is what it says. And being watchful to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I commanded you this day, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. And we see that from verse 16 all the way through to verse 68, it's talking about curses and the things that will happen if you don't hear the voice of the Lord our God. And so it's so important that, you know, we train ourselves to hear the voice of God. One of the first things that you have to do, and you must do, is to stop saying, I don't hear from God. The more you confess that, the more you will have that. It's like confessing that I'm healed. Well, as long as you're confessing you're healed, you hear yourself speaking, you're healed, and so your body begins to line up with what you're saying. Well, when you say, I don't hear from God, you are actually confessing that, and so your hearing begins to line up with whatever negative statement you are making, that you don't hear from God. And so that's why you find it hard to hear from God. Amen. And so hearing from God is the key that we need in order to be victorious, in order to be successful in every situation. Yes, you can pray. You can go before the Lord and present your requests, your petitions, your supplications. But what is important is for you to now sit back, give God time to speak to you. Let him say to you what he needs to say. And when he tells you what it is you need to do, it's important for you to go, you know, to obey what he has said. In fact, you know, the Bible throughout, you see where it says, if they're willing and obedient, they will eat the good of the land. If they hear what I'm saying, they'll spend their days in prosperity and their years in victory. I mean, different things, all about hearing from Genesis through, you know, Revelation and backwards. All the time, it's hearing. When you hear the voice of God, when you hear the voice of God, if you hear the voice of God, you know, and it's, that hearing is so important. I mean, we look for so many different things. We position ourselves to see, or what is God saying? What is the, even when a prophetic word comes, if that prophetic word comes to you and you're not hearing and doing what the word says, then you're not going to see the victory. It's not just about hearing, it's hearing and doing. So I want us to look at an example in the Bible, which is in Luke chapter 5. Now, there's so many different examples that I can give us from the Word of God, but my point is the key is hearing and hearing. God has required us to hear. In fact, if you read the book of Proverbs, you'll see that throughout it's talking about if you will hear, you know, if you, my son, hear what I do or listen to what I say and, you know, listen to what I say and do it. Pretty much that's the theme throughout the Word of God. Hear what God is saying and do it. God was very particular even when it came to the children of Israel. When he spoke to them about hearing, if you will hear the voice of God and do what God says, then you will possess the land that is before you. So throughout, we saw that they had to hear from God. And so in order for them to be victorious, in order for them to walk for 40 years without getting sick, they had to hear from God and do what he said. So let's look at Luke chapter 5, and I'll begin reading from verse 1 through 10. This is an interesting account in terms of having an encounter with the Word of God. You see, that's the only way you will have victory, when you have an encounter with the Word of God. So this story, of course, this account is about, you know, Peter, the fisherman, and Jesus had used his boat. So let's read it quickly. I'll read from the Amplified Version, Amplified Classic. Now it occurred that while the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the message of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two boats drawn up by the lake, but the fishermen had gone down from them and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon Peter, he requested him to draw away a little from the shore. Then he sat down and continued to teach the crowd of people from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a haul." King James says, "Launch out into the deep." And Simon Peter answered, "Master, we toiled all night exhaustingly and caught nothing in our nets, but on the ground of your word, I will lower the nets again." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and as their nets were at the point of breaking, they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and take hold with them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was gripped with bewildering amazement, allied to terror, and all who were with him at the haul of fish which they had made. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon Peter. And Jesus said to Simon, "Have no fear. From now on you will be catching men." Amen. So we'll stop at that at verse 10 there. So we see that in this account, these fishermen were already worn out and frustrated when Jesus had entered into their ship and instructed them to, you know, launch out into the deep, or to, you know, put out into the deep water to lower their nets for a haul. Amen. And so after ministering to the people, Jesus says, "Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught or for a haul." What is the first thing Peter does? He argues. He argues that they had toiled all night and had taken nothing. Then he says, "Nevertheless, at thy word." In King James Version, it says that. But in Amplified, it says, "But on the ground of your word." This is so key. On the ground of your word, nevertheless, at thy word. This story adequately describes the situation many believers find ourselves in today. You know, Jesus has entered into our lives as our Lord and Savior, just as he entered Peter's boat. Now, remember, we are vessels of mercy according to Romans chapter 9 and verse 23. But we are, most Christians are still frustrated because the presence of Jesus in one's life does not mean automatic access to breakthroughs. And I think this is where we miss it, because we think, well, since Jesus is in my life, I have received him as my Lord and Savior, I should be having automatic breakthroughs. Absolutely not. So what triggers off the miraculous in our lives? You know, for us to be walking in the supernatural, for us to see miracles happening in our lives on a daily basis. What is the trigger? Well, the trigger is key right here, what Peter said, "Nevertheless, at thy word," or "but on the ground of your word." Well, how do you get this word? By hearing the word, or by hearing and doing what God has said for us to do. So it is the word of God at work in you and I that determines our worth in life. What is it you're hearing? Yes, you're reading the Bible, but are you hearing as you read the Bible? When you listen to teachings, are you hearing what God is saying that you must do? Because it's at thy word, nevertheless, at thy word. So it's so important to hear the word of God. And so, in order for you to have an impact in your life, you have to respond positively to the word of God. Once you hear what God is saying, then you respond positively. Now, perhaps you have been toiling all night and you've caught nothing. All this while since you've been saved, you've been toiling and you've caught nothing. Well, it's because you have not given heed to the word that God has given you. You see, God will give you a word. And every time we look at all these different accounts in the Bible, every time the word of the Lord came and the people did what God said, there was always breakthrough. Now, if you find yourself struggling in situations, whether it is, you know, healing or whether it's financial, whether it's in your marriage or business or career, if you're struggling constantly and you don't seem to be getting a breakthrough, it means that you're missing the key ingredient, which is hearing from God. And it's important for you to take time out and say, Lord, what are you saying? I'm here. I'm listening. You know, before we go back to the toiling all night, because most Christians are toiling all night. You know, I'll tell you this. You don't need to have 10 jobs in order for you to make it, you know, to be successful in life. You don't need all that. You can have one job, and through that one job, God can tell you exactly what to do if you will hear from him. When we look at the story of Samuel, you know, Samuel, when Hannah had given him back to the Lord and she gave him to the prophet, he was, you know, he was young, but then he was sleeping and he heard the voice and he thought it was the prophet calling him. So he went up and said, yes, I heard you calling. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but the prophet said, no, I didn't call you. He went back to bed again. He heard the voice speaking to him. He got up and he went back. He said, yes, I heard you calling. And the man of God said, no, I didn't call you. Then he realized, oh, it is the Lord that is speaking to him. And so what did he tell him to do? He said, well, when you go back this time and if you hear the voice this time, just say, I am here, Lord. I'm listening. Amen. Lord, speak to me. I am here. I'm listening. That's a key thing right there. We need to be able to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I am here. I am listening. That's where you start. Because if you instead of saying, I don't hear the voice of God, no, you must hear the voice of God at all times. Lord, speak to me. I am here. Whatever it is, you need to say, I am here. And you need to spend time hearing from God. Amen. Let God speak to you. Don't twiddle your thumbs sitting there while God is not speaking. No. Speak to you. Let the Lord speak to you. Let's go there. We'll come back to Luke 5 here. But in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And so now the boy Samuel, I'll read from verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was rare and precious in those days. That's I like that. It was rare and it was precious in those days. Now we have the Holy Spirit. You know, it's the word of God is still precious, but it's not as rare as it was back then. We can hear from the Lord at any time because the Holy Spirit lives in us. We are vessels. Remember, just as Jesus entered Peter's boat, Jesus has entered into our lives, and the Holy Spirit is also present with us. Amen. So the word of the Lord was rare and precious in those days. There was no frequent or widely spread vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had dimmed so that he could not see, was lying down in his own palace. The lamp of God had not yet gone out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was lying down. When the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So he went down. He went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You did call me." Eli answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. You see, and the Lord called Samuel the third time, and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And then the Lord told Samuel, "Behold, I'm about to do a thing in Israel at which both ears of all who hear it shall tingle." So we'll stop there. But you see what happened here. He had not, you know, at that time the word was precious and the Lord had not yet revealed, you know, himself to the boy. But for you and I, the Lord has revealed himself to us through the person of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is with us. So you can't say, well, I don't hear from the Holy Spirit, or I don't hear from God. You can't say that. You can borrow the words of Samuel here, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, I am listening. And you start from there. Speak, Lord, I am listening. And you'll be able to distinguish the voice of God from the voice of the enemy. Amen. And so, again, perhaps you've toiled all night. And that toiling all night, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean one night. It could be years you've been toiling. You've been believing God for a breakthrough in a particular area. Well, the interesting thing is that it doesn't take all that for you to get a breakthrough. It just requires you to hear from God. So if you've been toiling all night, and that all night, like I said, could be years, could be months, and you've caught nothing all this while as you're toiling, and how do we toil? Sometimes we toil in prayer. We don't recognize, you know, we'll be praying this way, praying that way, this spiritual warfare, doing that, doing this, doing that, and you're still not getting a breakthrough. It means that you're missing something. You're missing the voice of God. You're missing hearing what God is saying. And so, if you've been toiling all night and you've caught nothing, if you will give heed to the word of God, not only to the word written, but to what he's saying to you, you will not only enclose a great multitude of fish, the kind that breaks nets, you will also need to beckon on others to come and help. Amen? Because that's what will happen. That's talking of breakthrough right there. You know, if you hear from God and do what he says, as we saw in Deuteronomy 28, then you will have major breakthrough where you won't even have room enough to receive it. You will have to have others join you so they can also partake of what you have, you know, the breakthrough you've received. So what am I saying today? Well, it takes an encounter with the word of God to have major breakthrough, to have victory. It takes hearing from God, having to hear. It is the word that God gives you that'll bring an end to all frustration and stagnancy and humiliation in your life. When you hear what God has said, it will change your life. Here, Peter almost missed an opportunity for breakthrough because he was trying to do what he had. Well, Lord, I've already done that. Lord, I just finished fasting 40 days and I still don't have my breakthrough. Why do I need to do this, you know, 3-day fasting and pray again? Lord, I've already done this. I've already given. And the Lord is saying, give again. Well, I've already given, Lord. You know, Peter was, most of the times we're in the same position as Peter. Lord, I told, we just fished all night, toiled all night, and we caught nothing. Lord, I've just fasted 40 days, and I have no breakthrough. I just fasted 70 days. Lord, I just gave on Sunday, and I still don't have a breakthrough. Well, this is exactly the position that most of us are in. You know, we say that to the Lord. But then Peter was smart enough to say, nevertheless, at thy word, or but on the account, on the ground of your word. So he received a word. He didn't receive two. He didn't need to receive 10 words or 50 or 100 words. At thy word, where you're saying, launch back out into the deep. It may have seemed crazy because Jesus wasn't a fisherman. This was Peter's profession, him and all his friends. And they knew that they caught fish at night. They don't usually catch fish during the day. So this is during the day. So again, this, when you look at your circumstances, you miss, and you're trying to analyze that word that you've received from God, you'll miss your breakthrough. Peter almost missed his breakthrough. He says, nevertheless, at thy word. And that's what caused that entire toiling and catching nothing to be erased from his life. So looking at Peter, you'll discover that the encounter that he had with God's word not only ended his life of misery, it enabled him to make the kind of impact that is still being felt years after his death. You see? And so it's about hearing. It doesn't matter how many times you have to do what God is saying. Well, Lord, I just did that. Lord, I just gave. No, it doesn't matter. You know, hearing what God is telling you at that moment. What is he saying for you to do? If you will hearken diligently at the voice of the Lord, and do what he's telling you to do, then all these blessings. Sometimes because you haven't been hearing, so you've missed the word that could have brought you the breakthrough, you know. So I'm telling you, it is so important for us to hear from God. Hear what God is saying to you. Become addicted to the word of God. As you study the word, as you spend time in your devotion. You know, when you spend time with God, it's not just for you to just say, you know, what you have to say and tell God what you need to tell God. No, it's also important that you hear what he has to say to you. I like to wake up early and study the word of God. And I don't start by praying. I start by studying the word because I want to hear what God is telling me to do. Then I pray and present my request. And sometimes, you know, and I always pray regardless of whether I've heard from God or not, but I always hear from God. I mean, and that's my testimony. I always, every day, I hear something from God. Every day. I could be studying the word and he tells me, oh, do this, do this, do this. And I do this. I find, oh, breakthrough. He'll tell me, do that, do this. Every single day, God speaks to me. You know, now, this is not reserved for those of us in fivefold ministry. It's available to everybody. Everyone who is a believer, you know, like I said, Jesus is in our boats, all of us. If you've accepted him as Lord and Savior, then he's in your boat. And he's telling you every single day what to do. We don't see Jesus having to go to Peter 10 times to, you know, we don't see Peter, you know, having to, you know, try this and try that. We don't try the word. We hear the word and we obey it. You know, most times we say, I tried doing that and it didn't work. Well, it may not have been the word from God. Because if, for instance, if Peter had tried doing what he thought, you know, or he had tried doing what he thought was right, he wouldn't have had that breakthrough. He tried it. I mean, he spent the whole night out there with his friends. They said they toiled all night and they caught nothing, which is a position many believers find themselves in, toiling all night and catching nothing. And why? Because they've not taken time to hear from God. They've not taken time to heed the word, the voice of God as to what God is saying. And we see in Peter's situation, all it took is one sentence, launch out into the deep, you know, and during the day, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught, or, you know, lower your nets, put out into the deep, lower your nets. It says put out into the deep and lower your nets for a haul. That's the only sentence, put out, lower. He was giving him instructions on what to do. And as soon as he did that, when he said, nevertheless, he almost missed the breakthrough. Then he says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will do what you have said. I will lower the nets again. And there it was. He had a multitude, a huge breakthrough. Well, let me tell you, the word of God is tested and it's tried. It's infallible. Its source is eternal. And I can tell you that all you need is the word of God. When you hear, make sure that your hearing is open. Make sure that your antennas are attuned to heaven to hear what God is telling you each and every day. God is always speaking. He doesn't stop. It's not like we're back in, you know, Bible times where the word of God was rare. No, the word is in abundance and he's always speaking. But you have to hear and distinguish which one is the word of God from you. What is God saying to you? Be like Samuel. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And sit there and wait for God to give you the word. And as God gives you that word that you need, you'll begin to see the breakthroughs. Because as soon as you obey that word and do what God is telling you, you'll start to see breakthroughs in your finances, in your marriage, in your business, you know, in your family, in your health, in every area of your life. All it takes is hearing the word of God. Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord God, I will do what you have said, regardless of if I've done it before and I've tried it before and it didn't work. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'm hearing from you, Lord God, and I will do whatever you have told me to do, and you will see your breakthrough. I pray that you've been blessed by today's teaching, and I'll share some more with you tomorrow as the Lord leads. May you have a blessed and prosperous day, and I thank you for joining me again this morning. Be blessed. Take care. Bye-bye.